Here we go.
It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin, and we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner.
This is a six podcast and 10-part series on how to invest in property like the pros. Our first action in the series was to review your current situation. The second was goal setting. The third, research the strategy. The fourth, planning. The fifth was building your team. And now on to the sixth topic. And this is about taking action, engaging the services of others in your team, and having a checklist to help you through the process. So you might be thinking, how do we? Let's look at a couple of key points for you to consider. So, firstly, know that you are going to take action and follow through with it. So it's really a mindset thing on this one, Mark, and it's really important for us to follow through with all that preparation, goal setting, research that we've all done, and actually follow through with the whole process. And some people don't. They actually procrastination sets in, so we want to avoid this.
Yeah, look, this is the most, I feel, the most important step, because there's so many people out there who do all the planning, they build a team, they get to meet people who can help them, they research areas, they do the whole works, but they never actually pick up the phone and start to take action.
Or, at different times, fears sort of set in, and then they either get in a sort of stop-start mode where everything's going well, and they're really excited about it and want to proceed with it. Then all of a sudden, they get to a point where they put the brakes on because something didn't go quite right.
Yep, for sure. Yep.
Our second point to consider is to sign up with the members on your team. It'll hold you accountable as well as putting you in a space where you actually have commitment. So, there's signing up with a mortgage broker to actually organize that pre-approval on a loan. So that gives you some commitment towards what you're going to do. Signing up with our services as a buyer's agency or someone like us or a property mentor or other people in your team so that you can actually have that commitment, be held accountable by other people and actually make some moves.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, just getting in contact with your solicitor, make sure they're ready to go as well. Maybe even to the extent of doing a little bit of homework on who might be the best building pest inspector that you'd want to use for that area. But having that team ready to go and actually, yeah, like you said, actually starting to do things, have things in place to make things happen.
I guess I like the analogy of a sense of having a gym membership. People are probably more likely to go if they put money down and they actually have that commitment to actually turn up, or have that person, that personal trainer, actually to message them and let them know, okay, are you coming to the session tomorrow? Are you coming to the group class? Are you coming to my personal session? So having that person that is ch chasing you up, following you up, holding you accountable, I think it actually holds a lot more people in that sense that they're going to actually make that move. It's a coach, like a coach on a sporting team, and helping you along in that journey, holding you accountable for turning up for that event, and helping you before the game, at halftime, and after the game as well, getting you ready for the next step.
As long as you're not the guy who gets the gym membership and doesn't turn up to the gym,
That's true, and
I'm
that can
guilty of
happen.
that.
You're guilty of that. Well, maybe you didn't have a personal trainer to keep you on track with it, and it was only your own money rather than, just a gym membership. So it probably a twofold thing: money down as well as, you know, personal accountability, or, you know, having that commitment with someone who's relying on you to turn up. Yeah. So, you know, that could be a twofold thing. But again, it's like you said, maybe some people fall away. So that's what we were talking about in the first point there as well, Mark.
I wasn't trying to stuff up the analogy.
No, but it's a perfectly good point. Like, and it's a really good point. So that's why on the back of that, I think you've got a better chance of success when you not only have the money, but the person that's holding you accountable. So the money may take you to a 50%, but the person accountable might give you an 80% chance of success. So, you know, and there's no absolute guarantees of 100 chances of success, because it relies on a lot of you as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So our third point is to have a checklist for the steps that you need to carry out through the purchase. And I think that's really important for you to get us, for everyone to have a sense of where they're at throughout the purchase. So what do I need to do next? So I guess people are always asking this, what's the next step? What's the next step? And making sure they know exactly where they are. They know they have a guide of where to, you know, take them back to if they're not quite sure where they're at.
Yeah, checking through those steps is important. And just as we sort of said before, once you've got a property, going through those steps, doing the research, and then maybe checking that property and seeing what other people's thoughts are. So whether that's your mentor, or whether that's maybe your accountant or financial advisor or buyer's agent, you know, they can talk to you about the property, the benefits and the negatives of the property.
Mm.
And then, but again, coming back to, you've actually got to take the leap and buy a property to become an investor.
Mm. Mm. I think that checklist can be really handy for people to get a sense of where they're at, and making sure that they're following all the steps. Missing steps could result in some, you know, extra fees, delays in the process. So making sure that you have that checklist by your side through the entire process. You might want to, you know, post it up on the wall, have a look at it each day, make sure that you are taking those steps. So hopefully that helps you in terms of having a look at that next stage of taking action, engaging the services of others, and having that checklist by you.
With that so, checklist, Luke, do we have an example or something that we can give to people or email to people or something like that?
Yes, we definitely do. And we can, you know, we can put in a process of sending that out to clients when they are engaging our services. So that's definitely something that we will have in place to actually, you know, post that out and have clients ready to make those purchases and actually follow those steps, so that they can, you know, not only hold themselves accountable, but hold all their team members, including us, accountable for what we're doing as well.
And perhaps, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe I'm, you don't want to do this, but if anybody who emails either you or me, at luke@searchpartyproperty.com.au or mark@searchpartyproperty.com.au and wants a copy of that, just mention that you've heard it in the podcast, and maybe we can send you a copy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, send it out. So I've got copies of that, and yeah, definitely email us if you want a list, the checklist on how to, you know, go through that property purchase. So definitely can help you with that. So to recap those steps, on the key points is to take action, follow through. Secondly, to sign up and have that commitment for yourself. Third is having that checklist, what we said. And if you want a copy of that, definitely do email us. So hopefully that gets you started in the process of property investing in order for you to stop the search and crack the deal. And that's what it's all about, cracking that deal. Now I'm going to hand it over to Mark, I should say, for the property deal of the week.
Fantastic. So this week is a property that we're actually currently negotiating at the moment, or as of today, as of this recording, we're just about to wrap it up. It is a just over 900 square meter block, corner block. It does have the potential to either have a granny flat or a dual lock property on it, which then can potentially be subdivided off and sold separately. The home itself is a high set home, which has been built in underneath. So we've got an extra three storage rooms downstairs. So it's not legal height. It's not 2.4, which means those rooms downstairs are not bedrooms. They can't be called bedrooms from a rental point of view or from a valuation point of view. They still add value to the property. And downstairs, we've also got a second kitchen and a second bathroom as well. So often those homes that are set up like that, because there's that extra space for tenants to use, they get a better rent. You know, I've seen those properties. So if there wasn't that space underneath and it was just garage space, you might look to get, you know, 300, maybe 320 or something like that. But because there's that extra space and facilities downstairs, I've seen properties get anywhere between 380 to 500. So I know that's quite a big gap. It just depends on the condition and stuff like that and the setup downstairs. And we actually got a rental appraisal from the agent at $500 a week.
Mark, I've actually got a similar house myself, like this kind of setup, and it is achieving $500 a week. It's that high set house, like you explained, where there's rooms downstairs, a kitchen downstairs, a bathroom downstairs, and then most the actual living, the certified living space is upstairs. So it does give that potential for that higher cash flow. And, you know, it has been a really good buy for me in that regard. So, you know, I really like this particular deal for those couple of points of view of potentially the higher cash flow of having a tenant in there, as well as that subdivision and or granny flat potential in the rear of the property, and to cut that up if that was possible.
Yeah, it's got a few things sort of going for it. And I think that's what we always try to aim for is with the properties that we're looking at, is it's not just reliant on one particular thing, whether that's so a lot of properties or investors look just at capital growth, for instance, or they look at just at yield, where I think we're trying to look for different elements to help that property. So have like a two or three pronged approach in terms of strategy.
Fantastic, Mark. Thanks for the deal of the week. I hopefully that gives people an insight for, you know, type of deals that we are looking for clients. And if you want something that might be similar to that type of situation or something that's going to work for your particular strategy, then do give us a call or send us an email and we can definitely help you out.
Probably worth something that I forgot to mention there, rough purchase price on that. We're sitting around that sort of 370 sort of mark, 370, 380 sort of mark for that property.
Fantastic. Sounds like a really good deal. And looking forward to you know, having the client sign up for this particular property and getting the negotiations all done and wrapping it all up, which is really exciting.
Should be done this afternoon.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. Excellent.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and look forward to bringing the next part in that 10-part series. Thank you.
Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.